Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Let's just not beat around the bush. You can play along in the car with us. We're going to find out how terrible we are. People are really not either exceedingly good or exceedingly bad. They're usually somewhere in the middle, right? We
sure.
all have our good things and our bad things. But have we all not taken food that wasn't ours from a fridge? That's in the quiz. I haven't done that. Mostly because I'm afraid, well, who made it?
Really?
Yeah,
no.
I've never done that either.
I've never done that, no.
You've done this quiz already? So you're finished with it?
Well, I did it the other night, but I'm going to do it again as we do it together.
Okay.
Okay, let's find out. How terrible are you? Polly, got any game show music for us?
No, I was thinking about that just as the song was
right.
ending.
Well, he's got to concentrate on the questions.
Okay.
These are hard.
Ready? So first question, would you rather end your closest friendship for $1 million, become immortal but never talk to your parents again, never have to pay for Spotify, Uber, and Netflix, but in turn, you'll age at twice the speed of a normal person?
That's a tough one right there. All right.
I'm going to pick the Uber.
I want to become immortal, and even though it means never talking to my parents again, I'm just looking at...
Whoa.
Well, I'm doing the math. You know, my parents won't be around forever, obviously, so that's the least in my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Polly,
anyway.
I would probably do the $1 million friendship thing.
Pick your aunt. You're ending your closest friendship for $1 million. Did everybody put their answer in?
Yeah, put it in.
Okay, what picture do you like best? There's a picture of a man scaring a baby with a mask on. There's a picture of a girl with a tarantula on her face. Or there's a picture of a kid that drew a piece of paper that says, "I farted on this." I totally think the one "I farted on this" is hilarious.
It is hilarious. That's the one I picked, too.
No, yeah. I like the man scaring the kid.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, you're terrible.
A person you dislike vomits while singing the national anthem on a local TV station. You feel like you should be careful what you wish for, smile at yourself in the mirror, or get angry that it wasn't more embarrassing and hurtful.
How much do I dislike this person?
A lot.
The jerk who runs this place is singing the national anthem on TV, and he throws up while he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I pick smile at yourself.
Yeah, me too.
I'm being careful what I wish for.
Would you rather get a paper cut between your fingers every day for the rest of your life in return for a guaranteed disease-free life?
Mm.
Get a big raise and promotion at work if it means a random person from your high school will lose all of his or her teeth.
Oh, boy.
You'll wake up famous, a globally known entertainer, but you never find true love.
Oh, that's a gimme right there.
I went to high school in Northern Ontario, so I already go to... there are already people I went to high school who lost their teeth. So.
Shame on you.
That's the one I think.
We apologize to Northern Ontario this morning.
Polly, which one?
You can always get dentures. I want the big raise.
I want disease-free. Thank you very much.
Choose a future. You're unbelievably rich with no friends. You're uncomfortably poor with lots of friends. You're somewhere in the middle, but you can only eat steamed vegetables.
Oh, that's tough. Because uncomfortably poor. I mean, that's like starting out in radio.
Yeah.
I'm barely scraping by now.
We've done that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the lots of close friends would be nice. Where are you going to put them if you're uncomfortably poor?
I pick the vegetable. I like
vegetables.
Yeah,
I'm going veggies.
I like vegetables.
Totally going veggies.
Polly?
Yeah, I need to lose weight. Veggies.
Which question?
Can I answer this one four times?
Sure. Which one bothers you least? An old, lonely man sitting at a diner eating cold eggs and staring off into the distance? Oh my gosh. A blind kitten?
Yeah,
A person giving up on his dream of being a poet and applying for a job at Home Depot?
You know, if you rearrange the words in Depot, you get poet.
Oh,
I mean, that's extra D is hanging out there, but still.
Good. Which, yeah. Oh gosh.
Sorry, kitties, but you know how I feel about you.
I pick kittens too. I don't want to pick it. I pick it too. Animals can adapt.
No, I'm going to say a person giving up his dream and applying at Home Depot. That bothers me the least. I'm sorry. You're
okay.
In charge of your
Home
own life.
Home Depot seems like everybody's happy in there. Farwell? You picked blind kitten.
I picked the blind kitten. Yeah, okay. That was a no-brainer.
Your last Facebook post was a humble brag about how you just achieved some mediocre feat that proves you are on the right path in life. A political rant. You rarely post statuses anymore. You'd rather stalk people who got ugly after high school to feel better about yourself.
Oh, boy.
What if none of them... I don't know.
Well,
is Farwell for Hire a humble brag?
No.
Because all I did was get a bird's nest out of a dryer vent.
I can't decide.
It's pretty mediocre.
You guys can pick for me. A political rant or stalking people who got ugly after high school to feel better about yourself. Which one
do
I pick?
Probably a political
rant. Yeah, I'll pick the political rant.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I would pick for me.
Well, you have to pick,
Polly.
All right,
Polly. Stalking people then.
Stalking people. Would you pick?
I picked the humble brag. Well, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
This one is the worst. Pick a fate for anyone who's ever been mean to you or doubted you. They have to fall asleep every night to the sounds of their parents having sex or burning sauerkraut. Sorry. They lose their sense of taste and can never enjoy food again. No matter how hard they try, they'll never get their dream job.
Anyone who has ever been mean to you or doubted you.
Yeah.
Well, then they deserve the same fate. No matter how hard they try, they'll never get their dream job.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I
final,
like that. Yeah.
Final. Which goes through your mind while standing in a crowded place? I wish these people were never born. I wish they didn't even get a shot at life. The other sperm should have won the race. Everyone here has the dumbest face I've ever seen. How do their parents love them? Or I should fart. Nobody will know it's me.
Yeah, it's totally a place to let go of silent
three.
Killer right there.
Totally
okay,
number three.
Ready to reveal?
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Polly, you're going to be the worst. You should go first.
Okay, you go first.
You're as terrible as they come.
See, I told you.
Should I read the paragraph?
Yes.
The worst part about how terrible you are is the fact that you're terrible. You're well aware that you have no feelings and you are willing to use that to your advantage. You're going to get ahead in life no matter what it takes, and you don't care who gets hurt or left behind along the way.
Called it. I called it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
What does yours say, Farball?
Says, you're terrible, but in a harmless way. Don't get it wrong, you're still terrible. You constantly have thoughts about all the terrible things you'd love to do. The difference between you and truly terrible people is that as much as you'd like to put hot sauce in that annoying coworker's coffee, you won't actually do it. Thinking about it is enough for you. That's what mine says.
I got the exact same one.
You're terrible, but in a harmless way?
Yes.
See, there you go, Polly.
You disagree with that?
We knew that's how it was coming out.
Polly is the terriblest.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.